WOMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com, and call CJ now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Fired Up with CJ. We are live here at CBS Sky Radio. You can also find CJ at her website, fireitupwithcj.com. Welcome to July, everybody. This month, we'll be focusing on how you can gain independence and freedom from common stressors in your life. And I want to say hello to CJ today.
Hey, Cassandra. How are you?
Oh, I'm good today. It's July. It's wonderful.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Today I have Raghini Michaels, who is the author of the book Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. And over the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about just common stressors, like how do you stay productive? These are things that I think I hear all around me, either from myself saying these things to myself, or I hear my husband or my kids, or, you know, how to stay productive, how to not control things, being control freak. And today we're going to be talking about another really challenging time. It's actually the opposite when you feel like, I don't understand what's happening. Nothing seems to be happening, no matter how hard I try. Nothing is happening. And so it's either nothing is happening or sometimes it's just kind of transitional periods where kind of you're in a gap. And so today we're going to be talking about standing still and being in the gap. And for me, for someone who's moving around constantly, what did someone call me once? They said, I don't know, like a ping pong ball. Yeah, I think they call me a ping pong ball or a hummingbird, neither of which I liked, but both of which are accurately describing my energy. But so for me, these are kind of the hardest periods, the periods where you're standing still and that's what you're supposed to be doing, hardest time. So today we have Raghini Michaels here helping us get a spiritual view on these gaps. So welcome, Raghini.
Good morning, CJ. How are you?
Good. I'm doing okay.
Struggling with just being in the gap, huh?
I am. Well, you know, I go through so many transitions. Mm-hmm. So just.
Well, I think that's an excellent way to start understanding gaps. You know, what we mean by gap is that place in the context you're talking about it where you're not doing anything. You know, that place between when you end one task and you pick up a new task. Mm-hmm. There's a gap in there. And that's mm-hmm. kind of what we're talking about, where you kind of almost feel yourself standing still for a moment and going, what should I do next? Where should I go next?
Yeah, exactly.
What's next on the list? Where's my list?
Yeah.
So instead of being able to simply be in that gap as your experience, just to be in that space between mm-hmm. the ending of one task and the beginning of another is a very powerful place to be. And it's one our society today actually really looks down upon as being non-productive.
Yeah, is it called the bardo? When I'm looking at you, I'm like, didn't we have a conversation about the bardo? Isn't that part of what the bardo is? The place in between worlds?
The place in between worlds, yes. Between this world and wherever you're going after you leave this world. It's called the bardos from the Tibetan tradition.
Yeah.
But if you want to do that well, you learn how to be in the gap here. I mean, life is really about learning how to do certain things that are that are important for us to learn how to do.
Right.
Because human beings are in some ways the transition itself. We are a transitional stage in the evolution of consciousness, if you want to look at it that way. Hmm. It's an interesting way to look at it.
I think Barbara, to tease that out. So we are in the, What?
Barbara Marx Hubbard has a wonderful whole entire program called The Shift. If you don't, if you aren't aware of her, you can Google her and find out.
We had her on the show. She's fantastic.
Yeah, and I've talked with her in years past, and she's a lovely woman and lovely work. But she holds that we are a transitional stage in the evolution of consciousness itself. That there's animal consciousness and there's divine consciousness, and human consciousness is the transitional place in between the two. So part of understanding why it's so difficult to be human is, if you put it in that perspective, it's actually quite helpful. Because you go, oh, we are in a transitional stage.
You mean between animals and being divine?
Within a body, because we all have animal consciousness, right?
Right.
The really part of you that most of us, we've all seen the Hulk, right?
Right. Thanks.
We all have that.
The Hulk-like manner.
Yeah,
yes.
And we have that rage inside of us, and we just want to let it out, which is more how we think of animalistic.
Right.
The divine is really, you know, way, way on the other end of the continuum, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to be in the middle somewhere is to be human. And part of what we're here for, from the spiritual perspective, is to learn the things that will be important for us to actually complete this transition out of animal consciousness into divine consciousness. So human consciousness, from this point of view, is just a transition, which in some ways is very helpful, because transitions are always confusing, upsetting, disorienting, and that's very helpful to just put that frame around it and what you're trying to learn how to do.
I'm moving out of my Hulk-like state.
Yes, yes. And it's such a wonder to move out of your Hulk-like state. I mean, one of my biggest things that stalks me all the time is anger.
It is? I'm shocked.
Oh, yes.
Rogani is like the most calm person I know. I'm shocked.
Should you be privy to my inner world, you would see that there are every day many moments of extreme irritation, which, if allowed, and they used to be allowed, will move into full-fledged anger, which I can then throw at someone. Now, fortunately, my work has helped me to keep it inner.
Right.
And we can talk about that a little later, because what you asked me about was the gap, standing still experience. If you can really get used to being in that space, just breathe for a minute and understand that there's something going on in this gap that we're not aware of unless we stop and pay attention to what's going on inside, right? Because if you stop and think for a moment, all of life is cycles. Your breath has an in-breath and an out-breath. The ocean's tides come in, they go out. You have day, you have night. Everything's a cycle. But modern man seems to think that doing is the king of all reality. We must do, we must produce, we must create every moment of our existence on the planet. So we turn our backs on the cycle, the rhythm of life. And one of the key things from a spiritual perspective is truly beginning to perceive, understand, and learn how to go with the rhythm of life itself. So in between your in-breath and your out-breath, there's a gap.
Right.
In between your out-breath and your in-breath is a gap, because the energy is changing the way it's moving. Right. You're breathing in, it has to turn around and go out.
Right.
Then you have emptiness there, so the breath has to come in and fill it up a moment, then it has to go out again.
Right.
So there's a rhythm there that, if you learn how to follow that, just in breathing. I mean, this is one of the reasons breathing is such a big deal in the spiritual world, or in the yoga world.
Yeah.
Actually, any world. Just breathe. And it helps you. But really, standing still, if you understand that that's part of the rhythm of life, and if you say, I'm not going to stand still, it's the same as saying, I'm not going to allow night to descend. I'm not going to allow the tides to come in to the water. I just have to keep pushing them out all the time,
all the time.
And you get exhausted and stressed out.
Yeah. One thing that you said to me, and I think actually the analogy when you were telling me about the breath, of which they do talk about yoga, there is that gap. And one time I remember sharing with you this meditation that I had, and the meditation literally was what you strive for in yoga, which it's called Shavasana, where you merge with the whole and you feel nothing, and you're in that gap. And I remember telling you that was one of the scariest moments, at being in that gap. And one of the things that you said to me is, you said, I don't know if you remember, I do. She's looking at me like, what? What did I say? Oh, my God.
I'm curious.
Yeah, what you said is, you said, when you're in that space, it's looking at a spaciousness, like, you know, like to just see like everything. If when you're merged with the one and everything is whole, and I don't know if you will ever feel this in the other people, but I felt that at that moment. I got scared, but I will next time when I get in that space, feel just the utter spaciousness of it, because it can be utter freedom, right? Because I'm sure you felt those moments, and when you can get in that gap, it can be a place of freedom.
It absolutely is, because it's the balance to doing.
Yeah.
If we keep bringing it back to everyday life, you have doing and then you have being. And being is just sitting in the spaciousness of emptiness, which is, after you stop being frightened of it, it becomes fullness.
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating?
It's joy. It's all this wonderful stuff. But it re-energizes you. So when it's time to move into doing again, you do it from a fresh, new place. You know, it's like, oh, spring has come.
Yeah.
Oh, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's available to us all the time if we learn how to relax and find it.
And to see it that way, like this is kind of a moment for me to rest and renew, and I will be refreshed and better. So we have Ragini Michaels, a spiritual coach trained in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, and hypnosis. And next we're going to be talking about some ways to help you make decisions. So oftentimes when we're standing still, the next hardest thing is like, well, how do I move forward? I get indecisive because maybe it's not time for you to make a decision. I don't know. We're going to be talking about it next. So folks online, make sure to subscribe to us by going to www.firedupwithcj.com, and you'll get a schedule of upcoming shows, articles, and be eligible to win gifts like we'll be talking about in the last segment. Okay, we'll be right back.